What do you get when you get an alleged a failed?
Oh my god.
And you put them in one place?
No, you didn't.
You get them to eat shit.
How do you expect future Yoshi to maneuver around this?
Oh, have fun, motherfucker. I'm back.
You're so disgusting.
Welcome back to the Reptiles with Podcast. How are you guys doing?
Chilling. Great.
Hell yeah.
I think as far as they know, the last thing I did was I came back from Virginia. My trip in Virginia.
Virginia? What Virginia. Did you do like the last week? They haven't seen you in a week.
Yeah. So I came back from Virginia.
And then?
No. I'm going to talk about Virginia. I was up there.
We spoke about Virginia.
We didn't speak about Virginia.
Yeah.
When I went herping?
Yeah.
We did that? That's crazy. No, we didn't.
That's insane. All right, whatever.
It was that boring. Yeah.
I guess it was that boring. No.
Yo, this motherfucker trying to tell the story again. Everybody's like, next episode.
Dang.
The most interesting thing that happened to you is you got food poisoning.
I did get food poisoning. You know, that's what it fucked up my brain. That's what happened.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm a week past.
Yeah, blame it on the white people ago. Food. Whatever, dude.
Whatever, dude.
Chuck, what did you do?
What have I done? I herped a lot. Like, quite a fucking lot. I don't know what else. I went on a boat with my friends. That's why I couldn't come to one of them.
Yeah.
And that was fun as hell. I got with some friends. Like, I mixed two different groups of friends, and we just had a good time on the boat.
Big orgy.
Yep. On the boat.
On the boat? No.
Orgy on a boat.
No?
I don't know what kind of friends y'all got, but my friends were straight.
Okay.
You have a straight orgy.
You're not being very inclusive. Right?
Yeah, come on, dude. It's June already. Right. We're in June already. You need to be better about this.
Yes, I just came back from North Carolina.
That's right, you did.
That's cool.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw that podcast.
You did see it?
Yeah, of course. I watch.
I didn't know. I don't know.
I watch the podcast I'm on.
Yeah, of course. I actually
listen to myself.
Yeah. Yo, sometimes I'll be listening and I'll say, damn, I'm a fucking dumbass sometimes.
No, we know that he watches so he could be like, okay, what did Yosh cut? What did he cut out?
Oh, yeah. I just comment everything you cut.
Oh, at this point, I said this.
Yeah. God damn, it has to be like deleting comments. But, yeah. No, but North Carolina was fun. It was a long trip. The Repticon was cool, a little bit strange with like the placement and stuff like that, but I made it back in one piece.
You saw illegal animals there.
I did see illegal animals.
Well, not there. Illegal here.
Yeah, illegal here. Yeah.
I
think I was telling you, Eric, that, or it was one of you guys.
They look the same.
Yeah. that there were not a lot of ball pythons, but.
Good, great.
Wait. But all the. For all the ball pythons there would have been, there were retics. There were a lot of fucking retics.
That's worse.
Take them over there. Keep them over there.
Yeah, but it made me like think. I'm like, damn, dude, like, there's a lot of these things fucking out here.
Yep.
You think that there's enough people with like proper caging for all
no,
that shit?
No, none of them.
Zero.
Like, well, no, not zero. There has to be somebody doing it, right? But most of them, nah. Not really.
That's the thing.
They're all in the same tubs you keep ball pythons in.
Yeah.
And that's already bad enough. Dude.
The breeders and everything.
Yeah, I think that is like the thing that it left the most impression on me. But other than that, it was a cool show. I saw Rob.
Yeah, Rob.
That was cool.
Creepy Rob.
Creeping it Rob?
No, Creeping it Real.
Yeah. He told me that he's been listening to some of the podcasts. And so the first thing I told him, like, oh, do you hate Chuck? He was like, yeah, I want to fuck it.
Sorry, bud. He's pretty great.
Rob's great.
I like, you know, I was thinking about it, and it's okay to be the villain sometimes.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's needed.
Yeah.
Without the villain, there's not a good story. You know what I mean?
I mean, I guess.
Like, it is my job to be the piece of shit. To tell you shit to your fucking face.
Talking about shit.
Oh,
there's some shit that came out.
No. Oh, yeah. Talking about shit. I got a joke.
Okay.
I got a joke.
You can't. Wait, hold on. You can't say, I got a joke. And then, like, no fucking.
No, listen. What do you get when you get an alleged meth head? A failed. Stripper.
Oh my god.
And you put them in one place?
No, you didn't.
You get them to eat shit. That's what they do.
Yep.
That's what they do. They eat shit.
Yep.
That's what these motherfuckers do for views.
What kind of shit?
They make me feel like great grandparents, dude, trying to fit in with the new age, and they don't know how else to do it, so they're extra as hell, bro. Listen. Like, they're, to me, they're like aging so fucking far. Like, that lady looks like she should have been dead 2 years ago, bro. God. Like,
no,
she looks like a skeleton. Her eyebrows are gone. That's the shit that came from when you eat shit so much, your eyebrows fall off, dude. And she paints them green instead.
I saw the video, and I was like, I went to the comment section immediately because I was like, please let this be a cultural tradition. Please let there be a reason for
nothing,
this,
bro. Nothing.
It's, I was exactly like, man, this is literally for
it's
nothing.
Exactly what I said. Old motherfuckers that couldn't make it anywhere else and don't know how to stay relevant, so they do the dumbest shit. They eat shit. They eat the same shit that they be talking online. That's the same shit that they were eating, bro. Yep. Every time they got something to say, you gotta put the elephant shit right in their mouth.
Yeah.
By the way, props to Donnie for not getting into that shit.
You're like,
I'm glad that motherfucker said, nah, I'm recording. I record your dumbass. Okay, I'll record your dumbass.
It was probably his idea. He was like, yo,
probably
you know what would be a good idea? If you guys like ate that shit. Just like rug it out and everything.
Yeah. You know, I think the video was reversed.
What?
Oh, yeah. The shit was coming out.
They coming out of their mouth as they were talking.
Oh, you're pulling the shit out.
How do you expect future Yoshi to maneuver around this?
Oh, have fun, motherfucker. I'm back.
Yeah, no, it was fucking disgusting. I'm not going to lie to you. I like the first time that I saw it, I couldn't watch the whole thing. I was like, no.
I will say this. What they wanted was views. Good job. You did something good. You got views.
You did it for the Vine.
Yeah. You did it for that one video. And then what? What was the reason? There was no reason.
The thing is, They have to go home and sit in their beds, right? They're ready for bed.
Sick as fuck. No, I mean, they're already sick.
They brush their teeth, right? They go into bed. They're sleeping. And they're like, I really ate shit.
Yeah.
I really did that for a YouTube video.
Yeah. Like, they really did that shit. They literally ate shit just for views.
Yep.
Like, that was it. You know how sad that is? These old-ass motherfuckers.
Hey, the grind, man.
These motherfuckers. The grind. Listen. Old-ass motherfuckers. Like, half of them look like they're 135 years old. Jeez. Eating shit to get views from kids. You know what I'm talking? You know what I'm saying, bro?
You feel so personal about it.
Yo, but it's just... No, it's fucking... It's gross.
Chuck's like, what level would I have to... Where would I have to go to be like, I'll eat shit right
now? They're down that low.
I'll eat shit now.
Because allegedly, they're spending all their money on meth and other things.
Oh, my God.
So they have to get more views to make more money. Because that's why some of them got demonetized and they were making videos crying that they were demonetized. So now they eat shit to get those views.
Yeah. For me, it looked like Kevin didn't want to do the thing, which is why he was at the
end. I didn't even get to Kevin. I couldn't even sit through to
like,
Kevin.
Well, he, like, is there, like... Nope. He looks
really
reluctant.
He wants to do it.
I was just confused. I'm confused to the second. Why did I just watch these three people legitimately eat shit?
Yep.
Why...
No reason.
...was that necessary? Something that gets done over
conservation.
There?
That's what I was like. It has to be...
Conservation.
There has to be something for why they did this.
Somebody did...
Isn't the comment that they posted, like, how to get tapeworms?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did it.
Education.
You did it.
Eat alligators, pizza,
They're conserving the tapeworms.
Yeah.
They're conserving the tapeworms.
They're preserving.
Yeah, no. Captive bred tapeworms.
And then... Oh my God!
I saw.
I'm gonna talk shit, bro. And then there's posts about her talking about men don't want to date me because I work with crocodiles. No, it's because you eat shit, dude. Like, who wants to kiss that thing? Oh my God, Jesus Christ, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody had like commented saying that when there was like, I don't know how fucking true this is. Apparently, when there's like some kind of droughts or something like that, mm-hmm. like that's how some people would get water. Like,
let's say it's true.
Yeah.
These privileged ass motherfuckers coming straight out of America. Mind you, if they wanted to do it, go ahead. But I get to roast you in the process. I get to roast you. Like, you ate shit. I get to roast you.
Yeah. Dingo tried so hard to get Donnie.
That was funny as fuck. I love that.
He's like, I already did it. I already did it, bro. Do it, please.
It was uncomfortable. I was like, I feel like he's talking to me now. He's like, yeah. Donnie, do it.
He's
do it.
The camera.
And I'm just watching.
That's part of it.
Fuck.
No. If we ever make a trip to South Africa, I'm
not eating shit. Well,
I'm just kidding. I'm gonna be like, yo, Chuck, what if like you ate that?
They literally ate shit for us to talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah, fine. Y'all wanted to do it. And they want the attention content because of content. It. So I'm giving you attention.
Content makes content.
Watch, how much you wanna bet they're gonna bitch about it?
About what? About this?
About me talking shit. How much you wanna bet?
No. They don't know the difference between talking shit and eating shit. No.
Got him.
I'm in. Got him. I'm in.
Jeez. That's so good.
So who is going to be the first one to eat shit here?
Not me.
Not I, dog.
No?
Not me.
Not I.
No?
Not I. There was another one in there, because it wasn't just them. The other one's Danny, but that's my boy, so I didn't roast him.
I know who that is.
Oh, you know that guy?
Yeah, I know that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did he tell you what it tasted like?
No, I don't have, like, a connection with him like that, but whenever I see him,
he's like, was it good?
No, like, if I see
try
him,
that shit.
If I see him, I say hi, you know, like, he's cool. Yeah. The rest, I don't really give a fuck about them, so yeah. I had to make the joke. And three people, you know, that joke usually goes with three, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The video should be titled, oh my God.
Yeah, it's whatever it is, I'm in.
Eric, prepare the timestamp.
Yeah, it should be three fogies, one elephant.
Ooh.
Jeez. That's not a bad word. Fogey's not a bad word.
I don't even know what that means.
It used to be old. Old person.
Yeah, if you put the old filter on Snapchat on their face, they don't age.
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad.
That's a bro. Tell me that.
That's a bad one.
They're in the same line as Crutchfield. Older than any Sulcata, still alive.
Yep. Actually, though. Facts.
Shit, dude.
You guys are murdering me.
Yo.
Yo, that's funny.
Have fun editing this boy. Yo, leave it in the comments of what y'all think about that shit.
Would
you eat shit?
Would you eat shit?
For views. How many views would it take for you to eat shit?
Yeah, how many... views?
How many views? Actually, not even money.
Can you find out right now money. Real quick? What? That shit got posted today. How many views does it have?
Where my phone at?
Right there.
Oh, damn. Let's see how many
none,
views.
None, I flagged it. I took it down.
Don't do that. Let them have their little marketing scheme going on. Who posted it, nerd?
I don't know. I'm still dumbfounded. I kind of like watched it right after eating something. Jeez. So
I had food poisoning watching this. I was like, wow.
39,000.
That's funny. Oh, that's funny. 39.
Yoke's like, I'd do it.
In 24 that's enough. Hours, 39K. That's funny.
Is that good?
No.
No.
No, that's not.
I'm over here sitting with a couple thousand on my reels, and I'm like, I'm doing okay.
Yeah, no, but if you're good, I know. If you convert it into money, you ate shit for pennies.
Fuck. Well, they had to.
All because they don't know how to fit in with the new age. I don't know how to fit in with this new kid, so I gotta do something crazy. It's like. When a grandparent tries to dress, I mean, swag. You know, you know, your dad or your mom, you're like cringing, like, ugh. That's what they look like to me.
At first, okay, so there's a, if I'm not mistaken, there's a kind of coffee, okay?
The reptiles with coffee.
I was literally hoping. Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to tag the coffee right now because I'm going to talk about shit. There's a kind of coffee that gets collected after it gets processed like elephant shit. So when I first saw the thing, I was like, oh, they're going to like pick out the coffee from the shit?
No.
And no, they drank this shit.
The diarrhea, the leftovers. Everything.
That elephant was like,
shit. What you shit is what your body did not need.
Yep.
It's all excess. The nutrients it should not have.
Mm-hmm.
So they definitely.
It's all the poison. It's all the poison, all the nutrients they didn't need. That's all put into shit. And so then they shit it out. So they ate everything the elephant
post digestion. They got elephant E. coli. They got all that.
There's nothing better than the smell of coffee in the morning. Okay? There's also nothing better than the smell of reptiles in the morning. Psych. Reptiles with coffee. That's the smell you want. The strongest coffee. All right? We have it for you. Head on over to the description or go to coldbloodedcaffeine.com and use the code reptileswith to get your reptiles with coffee today. You have been falling in love recently. Yeah, you've been falling in love. So for the people that aren't in the know-how, the past couple months, they bought Darian – I don't even know how to say his fucking last name.
Darian Arleto.
That guy bought Morph Market, and then he's taken to Facebook – to post a million and one things a day.
Oh, so great.
Memes, yeah. Trying to
so
get
great. So good.
Oh, it's so oh, funny.
The morph mark, the one with the snake.
Yo, listen. Oh, my listen, God. The one with so the snake good. Is great. But I, so bro, good. I commented on somebody's shit just to piss them off.
Damn.
And somebody commented back and I was like, God damn, dude. So he posted a rainbow snake. So a sticker of a snake and a rainbow.
Another company. Say, another company going
it. It's the Morph Market logo, and then he made it a rainbow for yeah, Pride
he
Month.
Did, but he didn't even say that.
Okay, okay.
He just posted a rainbow snake, and he knew what it was.
Well, cost. Everyone knows.
Yeah, yeah, but he didn't say. He didn't have to say it.
You don't
he
have knew. To say it.
No, exactly. That's what he wanted. He yeah. wanted people get to stir up, and then he goes, I didn't say what it was. It was just colors. And it's like, oh, you dumbasses. There was this guy. He commented something like, oh, are you going to be, if you're promoting this, you should know that you're also promoting people that and like cause murder and all these things. And then I go through his shit and he has like pictures like at church with his family. And I was like, huh.
Wow. Yeah, needless to say, he's been going crazy on his Facebook these days.
No, but the best one, because he posted the rainbow one. Yep. And then he goes, I think some of y'all would like this one better. The white snake, the white Morph
it's
Market
a
logo.
Black background. White black snake. Background
with a white hood on him. With a white hood on the snake. And I was like, no way.
And then
no
somebody way. Somebody put legs on the snake and said the Grand Lizard.
Oh my God.
That's so cool.
Yo, I fucking love that
no,
shit.
No, my favorite so one funny. Was the one with Kid Rock.
Which one that, Kid
okay,
Rock?
So Bud Light a little while ago yeah, came yes. out with the yeah, like the thing, the with partnership with the yeah, and then so Kid Rock took it upon himself to shoot the cans of Bud Light, right?
Yeah, yeah, yes.
So
yeah.
what yes. they did in the meme is that they put the Morph Market logo with the rainbow where the Bud Light was, and then just Kid Rock shooting the fucking Morph Market logo.
Oh, my God. That was good. That guy is, bro, that marketing.
That's so funny.
That marketing is supreme. Like, listen. I know we've had people that are listening right now that want to promote all these other websites, but they're not making any noise compared to this, gotcha. Bro. They're not having the views. I mean, they're not having the influence that so this motherfucker funny. Is having yeah. right now.
I
bro.
Will say, I definitely don't agree with a lot of things that have been going on with Morph Market, but wow, has it been entertaining.
Bro, it is. I don't give a fuck. Bro,
it's so funny.
When he said, okay, so y'all don't want the sign for Wildcott? All right, I'll give you a red one, big as hell, in front of
yeah,
your picture.
Yeah,
instead.
Right in front of the picture.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in on yeah, that. I'm down. I'm in it. On that. Because that's where the dirty work is, bro. Like, y'all motherfuckers want to go out and fuck up the environment by catching shit and then selling and making money out of fucking up the environment. Let's point you out. Fuck you, bro. I don't give a fuck.
My thing is, if
all.
There's nothing wrong with wild caught, why do you have a problem with it?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you know your animal's wild caught. Everyone knows. Yeah.
There why, is something why isn't it obviously right wrong with it. There's everything wrong with that.
To be fair, it wasn't like that. That
that most, wasn't the reason.
Yeah,
that, but that it, was, it, that. It adds to it, and yeah. I mean that's why I'm
got
in.
You. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
why I'm in. It's yeah. not because of it, but I'm in on that. Yeah. I'm yeah. like, yeah.
What's
fuck
the other
up.
Thing that has to be on it?
Oh, the representative photo.
Gotcha. That's it. That's
yeah.
It.
So if you have a representative photo, like
a lot
like
of
a
Uggs
stock,
has representative photos.
Yeah.
I'm
if
like,
you,
huh.
if you have a stock photo,
yes, mad people working for that motherfucker.
Yeah. So on top of where it says wild caught, if it's a stock photo, it'll say this is not the actual like photo of the
yeah.
animal.
Yeah.
So there's that too. I mean,
that's great.
Yeah, I mean, people. Regardless, it's like people are gonna ask you for a million pictures of your snake, anyways. So
yeah, no, I'm in on all that. What do you not
did
agree
he,
with?
Did, with what? With the stuff that he's with.
With Morph Market stuff.
It's
ball python shit. Come on.
No, it's not. It's okay. not at all. It's all right. not. I mean, I'm first off the wild caught shit doesn't personally affect me because I don't sell wild caught animals. The representative photo thing doesn't personally affect me. It's more about the amount of control over the industry that
I think is great.
You don't have to post on Morph Market,
but
I think it's great
if you want to make a living. Most people will have to do it.
Yep. Okay, that's fine. You abide by the rules.
Yeah, exactly. Most people in my position, but the thing is that it's disheartening to see sometimes that Morph Market used to be an equal opportunity platform where it's no longer that. You know, but. Has any of the changes affected me negatively to this day? No. I'm selling things much more regularly. Mm-hmm. He's bringing a lot more traffic. But there's also a lot more drama, a lot more bullshit.
That's
that,
why he keeps it. That's yeah. how he keeps it alive.
I mean,
bro.
I see it. I'm not dumb. I
that
see what the fuck is going
keeps
on.
It alive. I'm like, yeah. yes, keep moving that shit. Yeah. That is yeah. the way to do it. Everybody it's else literally trying to start their Craigslist as no. fucking websites. Y'all are making yeah. no fucking noise.
It's literally my thing with, I was talking to you about that this morning, about whether or not it's the consumer's responsibility or the seller's responsibility to do ethical things, yep. you know, if they should do the right thing. This is an instance where he's not a consumer or a seller, but he's a filter. He's yeah. a filter between the consumer and the seller that's like, hey, I'm going to take it upon myself to show you the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, to tell you what's right and what's wrong.
These motherfuckers go out, they catch animals, right? Motherfuckers try to say, oh, no, there's a number you can take out. Nobody looks at that number, bro. Nobody fucking looks at that number. They just go out, catch animals. They're biologically dead. They disappear out of areas because of the pet trade.
Things that come from the country.
Yes.
Things that are out of the country is different.
Poached within the...
Same thing. Same thing happens, you just don't get to see it. Because now that country is shipping to many different places. Same exact thing is happening.
Yeah, but if things from other countries are coming in through here, it has to get done through the right numbers, quota. I mean, all that stuff.
You know how many loopholes there are, bro. Like, it's all bullshit. They'll find loopholes. It's all bullshit. Yeah, it's all bullshit. Okay. Animals get affected.
There's bad people and everything.
The point is, animals get affected negatively because of it.
Okay.
So this, to me, is a way of saying, this is the way y'all are acting. Yeah. You're making money out of this shit. You're going to be pointed out. You're making money. You want to make money out of that shit? Here it is. If somebody wants to support you, they can. Because then people lie to the people that they're trying to sell to. Oh, no, this is captive bred. It's bullshit, bro.
You know how many laws are avoided just because you say something's captive born?
Yeah.
It's fucked. I was reading on my trip when I went to Virginia again. The Lizard King, right? And it's about Mike Van Nostrom and his career in reptile smuggling. And one of the things about one of the nuances is that, like, I don't know if it's still the law, but the law was that if you could sell and buy an illegally smuggled animal if you were told or thought it was obtained through legal ways. So if, for instance, you're selling shingleback skinks, right?
That's what happened.
And you tell me, oh, it's captive born. I can buy them and sell them legally at the time. I don't know if it's still the law. Mm-mm. But I could easily do that, you know? There was nothing stopping me. You just told me it was captive born. They're captive born. You know, that's it.
You know,
same thing with coming into the States.
You know what's an
animal? They say, oh,
that?
They're captive born. Abronia. They're captive born.
Yeah.
That's another
that's
one.
That's a bronio.
I mean, but so the thing with Morph Market, people were not, I would say the majority of people were not freaking out about the fact that the thing says wild caught. Okay. Because in the end of the day, even on the ad when you clicked on it, it still said that the animal was wild caught. Mm-hmm. It's not like that information was hidden.
Can hide it.
If you weren't to market, you had the options of domestically produced, imported, or wild caught. And now the reason why he's doing this is so that way he can crack down on the sellers that aren't marking those things.
Yeah.
The problem
is that when you post, so like, how does it work? Do I post an animal and then Morph Market asks me, is this captive born?
No, it's part of the thing. Seller. You have to select whether it is domestically produced, imported, wild caught.
So it stops me from just saying everything's domestically produced.
What do you mean?
Like,
you could put it yourself, domestically produced. But the point was to crack down on those people to, like, yeah, clearly this is not an imported animal. And then they want to put that in the beginning of the ad so that way the buyers are more educated because clearly they're not, unfortunately, not smart enough to fucking click on the thing and read it, which is fine. But I think the much more concern was like, oh, but you put a caution on the photo and that looks like there's something wrong with the animal or something wrong with the company that has a negative connotation.
More than likely.
And that depends if wildcat is unethical.
But the thing is that more people wanted the red thing, wild caught. Like, just say wild caught. Like, I don't give a fuck because when you click on the ad, it's going to say wild caught anyways. Mm. My thing is that you know what companies are doing this. Just fucking remove them from the platform.
Oh, he just wants a good reason, bro. Like, the shit that he's posting, people are leaving Morph Market. That's exactly what he wants. He's just filtering out.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, what do these people all have in common? I'm hitting them here.
Yep.
And then they leave.
Yeah, but that's fine. And
I love it.
That makes
I
a
fucking
better,
love that
in,
shit.
In the long haul, that makes a better industry because the people that are doing it right are going to stay on the platform.
Yeah, and then the people that leave to those other websites, which, by the way, bro, I've looked through many of them.
They're making up websites? Or
people
are working on them.
They're pretty ass.
Yeah. He actually just made released
a competition.
No.
Which one?
No, he made a social media. Social media.
That's another one. He's competing with another one. That they made.
It's the same one. It's the same one. I clicked on it. So I commented, I was like, is this Repti post?
I love that shit, bro. That boy said, y'all want to play? Let's play.
Wait, I'm confused. What happened?
Bro, Repti post, it's like imagine a Facebook for reptiles.
They made a literal Facebook that looks like if Facebook and Pinterest fucked.
Okay.
And it's for like the reptile community. So you could like post your animals, get to know people in the community.
Facebook.
But it's
pretty ass. Okay. Repti post
came out.
Yeah.
And started promoting that.
Yeah.
And then Darian goes and started coldblooded.com And it's the same fucking program that they're using.
Damn.
But exactly. Everybody's on this one to because he's so funny. I made an account.
Bro, to the T. Like so the same funny. To the T. This guy is a fucking marketing genius.
That's so funny.
Like, these websites got nothing on them. Yeah. I saw another podcast. I forgot the name of it because they posted it on one of our
thingies.
Yeah, on our comments on our group
yeah.
on Facebook. And I watched it. And the way he's explaining, the way he's like coding that shit and how fast Darian did it, I'm like, oh, y'all, like, he is on another level. He's talking about languages of coding that he doesn't really understand. I'm like, oh, buddy, like, he's about to murk you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's got a team that
bro.
Just acquisition kings right now.
That's what
you know?
Bro, that's what I mean. Like, yeah. How are you going to compete that's with great. That?
Yeah.
Like, he's a god. At this point, he's a fucking god, that's awesome. Dude.
Listen, stop sucking his dick so much, bro.
Bro, if you put him in this podcast, I don't know, dude. Just kidding.
Hey, Darian, come on the podcast.
There you go.
Darian, we'll make you come on the podcast.
Wow. Amazing.
But he's a god, bro. I literally commented on one of his shits. I was like, bro, you're a fucking marketing god.
Mm. I'm going to
keep doing
it. Mark this because I'm going to clip it. I'm going to send it to him.
That shit. Yeah. Is hilarious. It keeps people there watching, yeah. Whether you like them or not. You're fucking watching.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And I love that.
And
shit.
If Morph Market is so essential to small businesses or businesses to
where are you
to
going?
Post animals, where are you gonna go? You
I
have
mean, look,
to do it.
At the end of the day, if we have to make this analogous to the biggest general marketing platform, which is Amazon. Amazon sure. has very very strict rules for you to sell.
Yeah,
and. People are making their living off of fucking Amazon. So yeah.
Etsy,
if he's
going to
make
eBay.
It strict, as long as you follow these guidelines, like whoa. you're going to be able to
just
go
everybody
buy your
do
shit.
Your thing. If you're doing shit right, you ain't got to worry about a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think if this boy is like whenever he posts like the fucking rainbow sticker, if that hurts your feelings, shut the fuck up, bro, cuz they're going to get on your ass. What you want to do is sell your animals and have a business. Don't worry about the owner's fucking political views and shit. Because he's just doing that to get rid of certain people.
Yeah.
What you're doing is selling to make your money. If you go, I'm going somewhere else. I don't want to be here. You leave and you lose money. That's on you.
Yeah.
And then your family loses money. That's on you. You can't put food on the table. That's on you.
Yep.
Because you're worried about what this motherfucker's doing.
Yep.
He's fucking trolling.
Yeah.
And it's fucking great.
It's
but
right.
if you let it hit you, you're the one yeah. that he wants out.
Yeah, get fucked.
Well, he's performing, dude.
Bro,
he's
doing oh my shit. God. I literally sometimes just look up his name and I was like, please post something, bro. Please, bro. Post something.
Pause. You're going to be the fuck.
Bro, I'm going to see if he posted right now.
Oh
dude.
My God. Jeez.
Let's see what's the last thing this man just posted. Because this man, they were
he
eating
gives
shit.
You- Damn, dude.
He's the best part of the reptile hobby for Chuck.
Oh, bro.
He's like, whenever someone's like, oh, what's the best part? He's like, Morph Market. Morph Market's number one.
If, he said, if you want to hate on people, stick to hating on people that eat elephant shit.
I'm just kidding.
No! No way he said that.
Yo, that would have been so good.
That would have been
good. That would have been good.
Oh,
yo, bro.
My God.
I got y'all.
If you want to support us, head on over to modernreptileshop.com or in the description where you can find our merch. And the best part is that 1% of the proceeds from the merch gets donated to conservation. One more time, that's modernreptileshop.com or head on over to the description.
Genius. Yeah. Genius fucking marketing. He is another villain.
Okay.
A good villain. He's like Thanos.
An anti-hero.
An anti-hero.
Oh my God, is that what I am?
You could try.
What am I like? Like Deadpool or Thanos?
Thanos.
Thanos, yeah.
Oh, I'm a bad guy. I tried. Moon Knight?
No, Thanos.
Fuck.
Yeah. Darian, I would say.
I mean, but
more Deadpool.
Thanos was a conservationist.
Wiping out half of all the population of a single species, or of every species,
no.
is a conservationist.
No, why?
Doesn't matter.
No,
yeah, why
no.
It?
For the sake of the others.
No, inside of the earth, there's this God thing. It's the earth is like a fucking egg. He lives there. And once there's a certain amount of people, it opens up and everybody dies anyways. So he's trying to keep them away.
Movie. He didn't see that
movie. Well, he's trying to keep them away. And now he snapped.
Thanos didn't know that.
He did.
No, that's
did.
The theory.
Yeah.
The theory is that he knew that the Celestials planted the egg in... This is a Marvel podcast now.
Yeah. Point is... He saved the world for a little bit.
All worlds.
All worlds.
For a little bit.
Yeah, he postponed Tiamat becoming alive.
Hmm. That is fucking
But
great.
Every planet has a seed.
Wherever the Celestials plant a seed.
Yeah. So it's pretty great. He by reducing the population, he also helped nature, bro.
Yeah, there was whales in the Hudson.
You know, I was wondering. So he only snapped half of all sentient life. Not humans. Half of all life, period. No, it wasn't just humans. He wanted to do that for the entire
universe.
Did Rocket
or Groot leave?
Groot,
okay, Groot he got air about
it. Yeah, but he's sentient. Yeah.
Oh, you're right. So he's all sentient.
So it's all sentient. It's not like all grass, like half of all grass.
No, grass was good.
Yo, Thanos is great. I'm okay with
I'm not going to lie. If you just snapped out half of all phytoplankton, the world would die. There would be nothing left.
I don't even know what that means.
There's no way.
I saw plankton.
Phytoplankton is where we get all of our oxygen. More than plants.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, the ocean.
Well, they're not giving me enough oxygen. I have asthma.
So. We need some more phytoplankton. Get to it, guys.
Okay. Okay. What all right.
What's up with your kiwi?
Yes.
Oh my god.
So Zoo Miami has a kiwi. I forget its name, but like the kiwi bird, right? And so apparently,
like they have somebody from New Zealand.
These birds are very sensitive, very anxious, and they're not completely nocturnal. So what Zoo Miami was doing. So what Zoo Miami was doing is that they were like, oh, we're going to have programs where kids can touch a kiwi bird, you know, outside of the hours that they're supposed to be awake, you know, all that stuff. And so then I think like the government of New Zealand and like the conservationists there were like, yo, that's fucked up. Y'all need to stop. Like to the point where like people in the government of New Zealand were like, that's messed up. It's their national bird.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, that's crazy. And then Miami was like, all right, we'll stop.
I'm not going to lie to you. Somebody was fucking
and they redid
the
enclosure because the enclosure was fucked up. All this stuff. I'm like, damn. That's
but
crazy.
There's more to it because the way they can do that is the AZA. AZA is worldwide.
Yeah.
That's how they can touch
it. The AZA is Pitbull.
Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah. But it's like AZA is an organization that is like in the entire world. So if you speak to the higher ups there, like they can branch down to like, cut that shit over there.
Yeah.
And the only thing about it is like, yeah, you did that with the kiwi bird, but there's so many other animals they do shit like that with. It's like everybody picks and chooses. Whatever, I guess.
Well, they won that battle.
Well, New Zealand's care about their kiwis.
Yeah, good.
Because I was thinking, what if it's like, because I was thinking, let's go ahead and put us in the situation. Yeah, some other country is like, look at bald eagles, guys, and is like waving it around. Would America really give a shit?
I'd fight the whole country.
I like bald eagles too, but I don't think the government, Trump, Biden, nobody's gonna be like the bald eagle. Nobody's gonna care. Nobody's gonna care.
I know who would care.
Who would care?
Ron DeSantis. Hold up. I'm getting into some shit, dude.
Oh my god.
Python hunting started.
Yes. Yep.
It's starting.
It season did. Started.
Okay, so what do you guys think about it?
About Python hunting?
Go ahead. It's so tough. I can shut you down.
No, I know. I know that my thought process on the matter is hypocritical. Because I'm like, damn, like they're killing snakes, but also like I mean they're taking them out of the Everglades, which I think that's very important. And
no, according to USR, I guess they're not doing that much.
Well,
they're not that bad.
And then also, like, there's more money going around. It grows the economy. It hurts nobody.
No. According to Daniel, actually, that money should not be put in USR Florida.
Daniel Perez.
No, wrong one.
That's me right here. Why does that sound familiar?
No,
according to him, I asked him the other day. I was like, yo, what do you think should be done? Well, they're saying that they're putting too much money into the pythons. Well, they're not getting rid of the pythons anytime soon, so why even put money there? And I'm like, so ignore the problem that this group has.
I'm
going
to play devil's advocate a little bit.
Go ahead.
So for me, a big portion of it is it's not these animals' faults. You know, and they're the ones that have to die. We obviously have to be euthanizing them humanely, you know, with as little pain as possible.
No bolt
gun.
Really
bolt gun is fine as long as you're
killing. Killing is killing.
Bows and arrows, no other
that
stuff. Like
really
people running them over.
That
people do that shit.
People do shit like that. Well, legally, the people.
Legally, you have to do it the right way. But people do that shit. So anyway.
Iguanas is different. I'm talking like pythons, that's like very rare.
Anyway, so I've heard an argument about Cuban tree frogs. I think a guy on Facebook like found a bunch of Cuban tree frogs and just killed them on the spot. Put them in the freezer, was like, goodbye. And someone I know was like, hey, you know what? At what point does an animal not become native, but like there's not much you can do about it, and now you're just hurting individual animals. Now you're just killing the individual animals because what you're doing isn't helping.
It could,
you know,
help.
So like Brown and Knowles, if all of a sudden we get every Brown and Knowles, we kind of freeze them. You're not doing much terms of the big
number. I'm going to tell you something that I'm doing. The backyard. Mm-hmm. Whole bunch of Brown and Knowles.
Right.
Little bit of green and Knowles. I grabbed some of the Brown and Knowles and I fed them off to a snake.
Mm-hmm.
There's more green and Knowles in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the fucking state, in that fucking area.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can control an area,
yes,
you can help the animals in the area. Whether it's small or big, you're helping.
Well, so.
But do you think that's possible? So obviously catching a Brown and Knoll on your like tree or in your bank is completely different story than catching a Burmese python in the Everglades.
It's
completely different.
This is the thing. This is an argument that I also have that I wanted to leave it for you know what. But I'm going to say it here for you guys so you understand. An alligator and a python.
Mm-hmm.
Have a baby.
How fast does a python grow within a year?
It grows fast. It grows to the point where an alligator is the only thing that can eat it.
It within a year in comparison to the baby alligator.
I have no idea.
So?
I've never kept a Burmese python.
So the Burmese python, depending on how it feeds, could be 4 feet, be 6 feet, depending what it eats and how much food it has. The alligator grows 1 foot within that year. Okay. Who's more likely to eat the other?
Burmese.
The Burmese is more likely to eat the baby. So when is the Burmese python hunt?
When does?
Yeah, when is it?
At night?
No. Time of year.
Time of year.
Mm-hmm.
When the alligators are high.
420.
I hate you. When alligator numbers are
right
high.
Right now in the summer. You know why?
Okay, why?
Hatching season.
Oh, that's what I just said. So, when the alligator numbers are high.
No. Yeah, but it's hatching season.
You kill for the females.
For the pythons.
Right.
Uh-huh. The gators hatch in August.
Okay.
They don't have that much time to grow.
Right.
So once you go to those areas and you clear out that area where you know the nests are,
uh-huh,
you're saving those babies just a little bit better, giving them a little bit more of a chance because you're taking those animals out of that area itself. Not that whole Everglades, because they're not going through the entire Everglades.
Uh-huh.
It's certain spots that people go to.
Yeah, yeah.
What I'm saying is, they give those little babies a chance.
So do you think that there is a chance for, we eradicate Burmese pythons?
No.
Well, that's what I was going to say
What you're doing is removing enough so that our native population of animals can grow big enough to not be affected by them.
I think that
we'll always have them. Burmese pythons will always be here.
For sure. But if you're not to control it, they go out of control. All our native shit goes to shit.
Yeah. That's why they released the tegus to eat the Burm eggs.
Actually, they're on the other side.
It's like they were like, oh, we don't like you.
Which I've been sending you stuff with tegus too.
Yeah.
And studies that there's links to show that they've been eating gopher tortoise eggs quite a fucking lot.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody wants to defend invasive species. Don't kill them, right? So what are we supposed to do?
Yeah, breed gopher tortoises in captivity.
Oh, yeah. That would work so
fucking well.
And then
when they get too big, people will release them. We're winning, guys.
Too big.
No, for some people, that's too big.
Whoa, that's average.
If you're listening to this, you're a reptile lover, all right? And what do we all need? We need supplies. So we got you covered. Head on over to imperialreptiles.com and use the code REPTILESWITH to get a specific discount special to us and our listeners for your reptile supplies today. One more time, that's imperialreptiles.com. Use the code REPTILESWITH.
People who
are watching this on YouTube, please leave a comment because we will talk about your comments here. And also, join our Facebook group. Right?
I'm sorry. I know you're going to do this comment, but the next comment.
I know.
Yo, just wait. So also the Facebook group, join our Facebook group. It's a place where we get to all hang out. The information's in the description. It's called Reptiles with Squad. Okay, so this comment is from the last US Arc versus FWC video we did. It reads, "Hey, that one woman who was at the tag meetings asked why they never told them about coffee snakes that they had taken custody of. She said she could have found them homes in 24 hours with a few phone calls. So why didn't they ask her instead of leaving them with coffee for 14 months?
Because they were coffee snakes. He wanted to sell them.
No,
of course, you can find free homes.
I didn't understand it. Explain the sentence.
The reason why Tino's wrong is because the state have taken
custody
of it, like a child.
But the thing is that FWC saying that these are now my snakes is not going to know random fucking woman and be like, wait, Judith? Judith can fucking find snakes for all these retics. Call Judith.
Call Judith. I mean, yeah, that makes sense.
That's good. That's good.
All right, next one is from our Halloween episodes. We are scared of these reptiles, the scariest reptiles. It says, Obama is a serpent. Okay.
I like serpents.
Oh, man. Then I
comment. How you like your cough?
Oh, my God. I hate you.
The next one's from the North Carolina show that I just did, the reptile episode. From Blunt Man Reptiles, the homie says, let's go. I hope you had an amazing time. We did our best. All right. This next one, though. This next one. What does T...
What? I know. I love this one.
So in our group chat on Instagram,
I sent it.
He sent it, and I was like, delete it.
I saw
it,
but I didn't look at it.
Okay.
And then it disappeared. Like, right as I was looking, I was like, oh.
I disappeared.
It says, what does Tino's dad and Nemo have in common?
They're missing.
No one can find them.
Facts. No, I can find him. He just doesn't want anything to do with me.
Oh.
Sorry. Oh, that was supposed to be funny, guys. You're supposed to laugh. These are the jokes.
That was fucking depressing.
These are the jokes.
It's supposed to be funny. All right, so now we're going to get to these videos. Here we go with the first one. There's a lot of videos, guys. Preparate.
Nemo's a good movie, too.
All right, ready?
What is this?
It's my fucking video.
Oh, this is your video.
Yeah.
I just took a trip to...
Oh, my God.
Stop.
I know.
Don't make fun of my Instagram voice.
No, I know where you're at. Oh, my God. In South Carolina.
I'm starting it again. Don't laugh at my Instagram. All of you guys were like...
Go ahead.
I just took a trip to Reptile Lagoon at south of the border in South Carolina. And for lack of a better term, this place was like a blast from the past. It reminded me of going to field trips as a kid. There was a variety of reptiles, not only these crocodilians, but there was also an assortment of venomous reptiles. It was definitely cool to see so many different species in a place that took me just about 30 minutes to walk through. I'm not sure if I'll ever make it back here, but it was definitely an interesting pit stop while I was on the
I'm never coming back, Vic.
Listen, yeah, I wasn't trying to roast them. And it's going to sound better when the music is calmed, all right?
You saw the rest of the south of the border, right?
No, we didn't go.
Dude, that place is racist as hell.
Yes.
It's so bad. It's so antiquated. Just all bad. Yeah. All bad. All
right, so the reason why I wanted to show you guys this is because I wanted to talk a little bit about these enclosures. I wanted to talk a little bit about some of these animals.
Bet.
And I'm not trying to roast them too hard, but it was a good time. All right, so we got here a Morlitz crocodile.
Oh, my God.
All right. This is his enclosure. Look at him. Vibing.
There he goes.
That pond is probably like 2 to 3 feet deep.
Oh, right. I thought you said wide.
No. All right, next one. Oh, this is a picture of a gharial.
Cool.
A what?
That's a false.
Yeah, that's a false, dude. That's... Don't fucking mess
with
me.
We're making...
That thing's fat as shit, too.
Yeah, but look at the
thing. Bro, that, like, honestly, if you see that the...
You know, technically, they are real gharials. Mm-hmm. So why are they called false gharials?
Well, they're not the gharial species.
No, the gharial, but they're still gharials.
No, that's a common name.
No. They're still in Gorillidae, the genus.
No.
Gharialidae.
Gavrialidae. That is a
something
whole
like that.
That's
Gabriella.
Above genus. That's above genus. The genus is Gavialis gangeticus for
Then why aren't they gharials? Why is that not a crocodile then?
Gharial is the...
Yeah, I know what the gharial is. The one with the proboscis, the nose.
But you know why they're called gharials? Because gharial is an Indian
Yes, it's
name
the
for...
Indian pot. I understand that. So but they're still in the same... They're the closest related. They might as well both be gharials.
They're not on the same genus.
It doesn't... Okay, genus. I messed up. But they're still close enough that they're not a crocodile. The false gharial is not a crocodile and he's not an alligator.
Bro.
He's a gharial.
Bro, I came in alligators...
No, right, no, they're...
Yo, this guy came in an alligator? What the fuck did he just say?
They are. I understand
goes,
your argument.
I came
I
in
understand
alligators.
Your argument.
It's the exact same thing.
But they are closer. Exact they are closer thing. Than caimans are to alligators.
No, they're not.
You'll have to show me later.
Okay. I'll show you.
Ready?
This guy.
Right, we got a smooth
trying to
front.
Tell me this motherfucker.
Smooth front caiman.
This pond sucks.
I didn't know that that audio was there. I didn't know.
I will tell you, though. I will tell you that norm of crocodilian enclosures is usually not.
All right, now this one. I didn't know that this was a thing.
Okay, but how this is the norm. This isn't, like, completely, like, poor, lacking. It's just like, all right, this is how they are.
All right. Okay. Chuck, can you read what it says there?
Cuban. What?
Nile Cuban hybrid. Nile hybrid.
Hi, no, there's a bunch around. Yeah. I've seen them.
That's crazy.
The shit-eating people have one.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's them. Those both of them together.
Yeah. So a few of those going around.
All right. Oh, this is another hybrid.
Of what?
Salty Siamese.
Bro, those gay. Huge.
Really?
They're scary. Naturally occurring, supposedly.
Oh, that's the one that really? You say is...
Yeah,
oh,
supposedly naturally occurring, and they get bigger.
Another Cuban Nile croc. And I want to see...
Oh, my gosh.
Don't say anything. I want to see if you can notice anything special about this guy. Did you see it?
No.
What the fuck is...
Did you see it?
Oh, my God. Did he cut?
No, wait, hold on.
I think he got circumcised. What happened?
All right, all right. I'm going to show you the picture now. Show me the...
Oh,
he ain't got no
God.
Tail.
Yep.
He's minus one tail.
Kicked up.
Oh, my God.
They circumcised
him. I've actually seen that.
Him. Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Why does There's a really bad picture on the internet.
Sometimes they're born that way.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, straight out the egg. Sometimes, like, I've seen them, like, kinked up, like, all types of shit.
But it's from improper incubation, right?
Can be. Also genetics. I've seen genetics. I've seen a crocodile that you can't tell. He's, like, big. So he's an adult. You can't tell. He has a little bit of a kink.
Hmm.
And then the babies, you can tell, but as they grow, you cannot.
Interesting.
What do you think about this tank?
That shit dirty as hell.
Like a foot of water.
Oh, my. Yeah, that's fucked.
Yeah, that one was really clean.
Yeah.
One that fucked. I'll show you later.
Really?
Was not.
That's pretty fucked.
Because it was so small. This, like, oh, we can clean this one easy. No problem.
We're going to get into some turtle stuff for our homie Eric. The dope-ass video.
Oh, there we go.
No. No.
That water level is so sad.
No fucking way.
Yeah, so we're...
He's happy, though.
So we're looking at a video of an alligator snapper snapping it up.
Snapping it up. His head is right here. The water's right above him.
Like a 4x4 enclosure with, like, just water enough to, like, just go over his shell. That one was rough. We got to see his little thingy, though. Not his penis.
Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah. That makes some of the enclosures I hate look like heaven.
Yeah. It was definitely an interesting place. That's a golden thread.
Oh, wow.
With perfectly tanned water.
It's
and
red.
You see that basking platform over there? Peak with water too.
That's funny.
That's bad.
Yeah.
No, but US Arc supports them though.
Do they really?
Oh,
shit. All right. This one is the one with the ugly.
Oh, no, bro. Yeah. They did that dirty?
Yeah.
No. Oh, quite. That's it? That's as big as the tank is?
It's like a 75 gallon, maybe? No. Maybe bigger. I don't know. I'm just talking shit. It's like four by.
Oh, my
God. Yeah. But it was. So it was sad. That. Yeah, that one we were like, yo, that shit's.
You guys should have taken it. You guys should have taken it.
Yeah.
Right. Just come at night and just take it.
You want me to come at night? All right.
Say go at night.
Oh, okay. We're going to go watch some anacondas.
Nasty.
Look at him.
Fat.
Yeah, I think it's fat. It's a green anaconda living its best life.
In a tub.
No, it's an enclosure.
Way better than a tub.
All right. What about this tub? There's two yellow anacondas.
Also fat. Huge. Shit.
That pond is peak.
Nah, dude. They have
that's the one that had the fucked up head. It looked like it got closed on or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
We're a couple away. We got a berm, Everglades National Animal. Natural animal.
Is it on cypress mulch?
I don't. Yeah, probably. But that enclosure was pretty big. Peak performance.
Better than a tub. That's why he said pretty big. I don't think that's that big. And he's like, it's pretty big. This guy is
that's huge.
All right.
It's all right. 8 feet for
eight
a snake.
6 feet
for
maybe?
A snake that goes, it's like what? 8 feet.
It definitely
right?
wouldn't have been able to like extend itself all the way. This retic, though, 100% peak performance. You can tell that it has all the fat reserves for the energy.
For the energy. Jay Brewer.
Jeez. Jay Brewer.
I didn't say it.
Oh, Stuck Shed still, too.
Yeah, Stuck Shed.
Damn.
No, but straight the fuck up, that shit was so fat, dude. Like, it was, oh, I'm not trying to roast it, but yeah, like that thing, that circle there. It was insane.
Holy crap.
I've never, that's, I mean, abuse. I haven't seen a lot of full-size retics.
Go to Jay's place, you'll see.
Yeah, you'll see them. In tubs.
In tubs.
At least
like
that one's not in a tub.
How you like them with paper towels and stuff.
And then I got one I have here. It's the file is called Dumbass Rat.
Oh, that's what's up.
Hey. Dumbass, ugly ass name.
I bet that was Alex's favorite.
And it had all this enclosure just to hang out.
He was
out
asking
in
the employees, yo, is Tino, that a female?
You got a second job, dude?
Is that a female?
Tino got a second job. I think he's over there, bro.
The Mexican people, they called me.
Oh, my God.
Funny. That's so funny. Chuck, do you know what South of the Border is?
No.
It's like a stereotypical Mexican themed like little town.
Like a theme park.
Yeah.
It's like a Mexican theme park.
Yeah, that is like super stereotypical, super racist. I took a picture. I have to show you a picture.
Racist. You took a picture with one of the Mexicans?
Actually, yes.
Racist.
Yeah. And like, there's like this big sombrero dude. I sent a picture to my dad. I was like, look, I found you, Pops. Yeah, it was like that over there. All right, King Cobra. Look at it.
In a perfect circle.
Yeah.
Okay, enclosure.
It was skinny, though. That yeah. It was. Oh, Cottonmouth. Okay, you guys saw the size of the fucking snakes in those 8-foot enclosures, the retics, the fucking. Yeah. Check this one out,
the
dude.
The Cananti.
Yo, why is it sideways?
No way. Play it. No fucking way, dude.
All right.
Jeez.
What just the fuck is happening?
Completely
bare. I don't know, dude.
Completely bare.
It was fucking, running this fucking place.
It was alone,
Mexicans.
Dude. Oh, no. We know. Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah, that's right. We got a little guy.
A pygmy?
Yeah.
Nice.
A red pygmy.
Yeah. That thing was cool.
Not Barbara. They're
a member.
That's what's up.
Hell yeah, dude.
Those are cool. An Eastern. No, Western. Yeah.
How do you know?
There's like only 4 mamas. It's an Eastern.
The accent. He says, how do you know? The accent. All right. Now, fire. The last one. This was the coolest thing that we did see. A taipan on eggs.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Damn. And they were just like, whatever.
So what happened?
Did you guys tell them? We're like, oh, I think there's eggs in there.
And I bet you to this day, they're not fucking collected.
I mean, MI is fine. Maternal incubation. You do that.
Dude, they're turning off lights in there. It was cold. That thing is not fucking maternally incubating for shit.
Maternally?
Maternally. All right, and before we cut this, Tango Gifts.
Tango Gifts. Guess that.
I'm kidding. Eric, come. You first. I have gifts for my friends that I bought from Reptile Lagoon.
What's Reptile Lagoon?
This is the...
You supported that place?
Listen, I supported that place for you guys. I was like, I wish the podcast was here. So I was thinking.
So you supported.
I did the Tino. I thought about you guys, oh. And I was like, I'm going to get them something.
Nice.
I already gave Danica her thing.
What is Reptile Lagoon?
That's the place where I was at.
That was south of the border.
It's called Reptile Lagoon.
That's what it's called?
Yeah, it's south of the border.
All right.
Where the fuck is Eric?
He went back there.
Somewhere, I don't fucking know.
He came all the way around.
All right, I took off the
acting
label.
Like he just came out.
I took off the label. But it was, you're not in the you gotta come in closer.
Yeah.
Get on your knees.
Fuck.
Yeah, you really have to get on your knees. So this was labeled snapping turtle. It's a snapping turtle.
That's a big headed turtle.
It's a soft shell hybrid with a.
It's one of the Madagascan tree ones.
Oh, all right. This is for Teeny Weenie.
This is for me. Oh, that's what's up.
What type is it? Let me see.
Toy.
It's got red eyes.
Let's give it one. Let me see.
All right. Western Diamondback, just because it probably is.
No.
It's probably modeled after one.
It's a blackhead.
Right. A blackhead python.
Caney.
What? No.
Caney.
Whatever.
Okay, this one
it's
I got
a blackhead.
For Chuck, so that way whenever you're hanging out with your spider lily, if she needs to call you, all she has to do is this.
That's awesome. Is it a gator?
No.
Yeah, it's a little gator.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It is a crocodile, you dumbass.
Oh, my God. Well. It's a crocodile.
I'm going to put it on my desk. Thank,
Thank you, Yoshi.
All right, guys. Tag yourselves if you need to. Well, I don't know what the fuck we do here. Anything that you guys want to
No, goodbye. Bye.
Right, goodbye. Right. See ya.